is you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number two of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into your phone calls. We talked to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Mike.
Mark and Nick.
What is on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about the free market.
Please.
You like to talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, it's his religion.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate some of the things.
If freedom can be a religion, okay.
Well, you know, religion is whatever you make of it, you know?
Sure.
But you like to talk about it a lot, but don't you think that if you put too much power in anyone's hand, that will cause corruption?
That's why I'm against government in favor of the free market, because you aren't putting power in anyone's hand. You're abolishing the power structure, and you're giving everybody the ability to make decisions based on what's in their best interest in the marketplace, spending their voting with their dollars, voting with their feet. People wouldn't have power in the free market.
Well, I believe I believe a balance of power would be better. I'm not for the government.
And who will be in charge of deciding how that power will be balanced?
I can't tell you. I really haven't went that far. But I think that if you have, let's say, the free market, something to balance off the free market, and then you have the free market to balance off the government and or whatever else, other institution, whether it be...
You can't have, just a quick correction, you cannot have government and the free market existing together. The government counteracts the free market. The government interferes with the free market. It is the marketplace is only free in the absence of government regulation.
But is that true?
I mean,
well, we had a freer market earlier in this country's history.
Yes, sure. You could say that.
A freer market, absolutely.
But it was not a free market.
It was a free market except in the areas where the government was involved, postal service,
right.
Military, and... I think most people would agree. I think generally, even people who want liberty, the majority, and I'm not. This discussion comes up a lot, whether we want a totally free market or whether some government is necessary. I think most people agree that at some point there's a couple of functions like defense and maybe a justice system to keep people from killing each other that the government can do better than the free market. My reason for supporting that is I believe if you go to a completely free market, you'll have men with guns take over. There will always be people in pursuit of power. And
that's true.
I don't, Ian, besides, I mean, I know you say that if we get to a free market, people will be more enlightened. But
they have to be enlightened to get to that point.
But barring the idea that everyone's going to come to the realization that we shouldn't use force on each other, if we were to just eliminate the government today, wouldn't some people in business start to form their own governments? I mean, it's happened throughout history. When one government falls, people create another government. I'm just not sure we can
agree. I agree with you. You can't just get rid of government tomorrow. That's a fantasy world.
Yeah, but even if, let's just say, the government is around and the people are proactive and their endeavors to keep the government at bay, and then you have the free market, your solution of ostracization, I don't think that is going to work. Because me, as a businessman, let's just say, and I come up with an idea to defraud people, if you ostracize me, I'm still millions of dollars ahead. I give you an example, like Ivan Bolsky or Michael Milken. You know, the government charged them something like $250 million in fines, but they still was ahead because they stole over $750 million.
Yeah, well, first of all,
ostracize me while I'm in Tobago, baby.
With a system of restitution, if you stole money from people, you would be you'd have to pay those people back. And if you didn't pay them back, you'd be in violation of their rights, and you could be incarcerated for something like that.
But
so
your rights is only as good as the person who's protecting them, no?
Right, and in the free marketplace, they'd be protected by competing arbitration agencies and people that actually would care, as opposed to these government bureaucrats that make arbitrary decisions. So, and in addition, if you've got millions of dollars, that's great. Let's say that you just pay it all back anyway. or you keep whatever you decide to do. If you don't pay it back, you might not be able to spend that money. If you're being ostracized and there are companies out there whose job it is to promote your ostracism, then you might have a tough time spending that money. Because people won't want to do business with you as a because as a result, their reputations could take a hit, and they aren't going to want to risk that.
Well, I can understand that, but that's saying that I stay in this country.
Yeah.
Now, I've made $1 million from this country, and I move on to the next country. And then I do that in that country, and I move on to the next country. Now, after
if you owe somebody millions of dollars, then it might be worth it for that insurance company to hire a bounty hunter to come get you and bring you back.
Yeah, but they can't come.
But
and
that's
get...
force, isn't that not?
Yeah.
Well, you've stolen money from someone,
okay,
you violated their rights.
Yeah, but who determines that? I mean, I've heard you advocate a voluntary competing arbitration system. So what if I say I don't do arbitration?
Right.
Well, that's fine. If you've stolen money from someone and the arbitrators,
the
insurance companies, the investigators can prove it, then they are going to make the move to bring you to justice.
But where will they prove it? What you're going to have is a situation where I can make a claim that somebody owes me money, and if somebody doesn't want to go to an arbitrator, who's going to prove it? It's he said, she said.
Well, if you don't have any evidence, then all you've got is a claim, and no one's going to take that case. But if you have evidence, and somebody actually does owe you money, you've been stolen from, your rights have been violated, then the company is going out on a limb somewhat by arresting that person. And if it turns out that you were wrong and you don't have the evidence, then that company that made that move is screwed financially and from a business sense, from a reputation sense. So there are things that, you know, the marketplace would put in, would have built-in incentives. If you were innocent, then you'd have all the reason in the world to go to arbitration to prove your innocence, because then once you prove that you were innocent, you'd have to have that person that was originally charging you would have to pay for your court costs, they'd have to pay for your lost time, and you'd make out bank. So you'd have all the incentives in the world to go to arbitration.
But you're coming back to the up against the gangsterism argument against the free market, which is ultimately what you're saying is it's going to depend on insurance companies or whoever ends up filling the void, getting men with guns together and going and hunting down people who've either taken money or committed some other crime against person or property. You're going to have basically governments for hire.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you? Are you suggesting we shouldn't go after violent criminals?
No, I
think he's suggesting that we shouldn't get rid of the government entirely.
Why would you think that the government is more efficient or better at bringing people to justice?
I'm not saying they're necessarily more efficient. I'm saying you're not going to have a whole bunch of different groups of men with guns trying to compete for that. I think you run into a very dangerous.
They're competing on the basis of being right. They're competing on the basis of justice.
The client doesn't care if you're right. They just want to get their money, whether they have a rightful claim to it or not.
Well, they need to have a rightful claim. Otherwise, the claim will be on them, and they'll have to pay out.
I don't believe that any one thing is good. The thing that makes, I'll give you an example, nature. The thing that makes nature work is the balance. So you have one animal that kills another. In other words, we have a whole bunch of rats here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a lot of the animals that eat rats are gone. We don't have them anymore. So now you have a plethora of rats, but no one to really do the job that, you know, nature did. And I think the free market would be the same thing. The free market is only as good so long as it has something that will, polarize it. Something that would keep it neutral. Once you have too much of anything, then that would become a bad thing in itself. You know, with corruptions, like, you know, I'll give you an example. You talk about the free market. This country had a freer market back in the days, and where there was less rules and less regulations. But what happened? You had the fires in New York City, and these fires brought about the regulations. Now that's stifling competition. That's stifling the free market. So it has to be a give and take. I don't know if it's going to be the government, but it has to be something else that counteracts the free market. Because
I think you lost sight of the real issue, and the real issue is the initiation of force and using force on people who have not harmed anyone else. That's what the issue is. And
I agree.
We've been a little confused on that. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure how the free market caused fires. I don't know what that's all about. But more on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Lee Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Wiki included, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and change it as much as you want. It's the wiki. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet activists who are already achieving successes in New Hampshire and learn how the Free State Project early movers are making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Just another thought real quick on our last caller, and we'll move on into your calls here. I was getting lost toward the end of his call. It was getting difficult to understand what he was getting at. But he was talking about this concept there needs to be some sort of balance,
when,
right?
When you call a radio show, you're trying to amend your thoughts on the fly.
Oh,
because
I understand.
You only have a limited amount of time.
I understand. He was talking about this concept of having a balance between the market and government. And as I said earlier, you can't have a free market if government is around. You can have freer markets. You can have markets that have less regulation than others. And we see that today with, for instance, the computer industry, far more free than the automotive industry. And you can see the benefit that it has. There's far more innovation. There's cost reductions. It's just better to have less government around. And the other issue was, the question of coercion. And that's what I said at the end of his call. The issue is volunteerism versus coercion. You either accept coercion at some level, and then you you're just arguing over the level of coercion that you've accepted, or you reject it entirely. I have rejected the initiation of force entirely, and that's what I would hope other people could come to the conclusion that is a desirable thing, that we shouldn't have people initiating force on others who have not done anything to deserve that, who have not harmed anyone else in the first place. So that's my position.
I see value in that. The idea of government is that it's a proper government of the proper size, in my opinion, is that it's there to protect people and their liberties.
Now, can it protect me without initiating force on me?
At that point, if you didn't subscribe to the government, it would have no obligation to protect you.
Okay, then you are now labeling government as a business entity in the marketplace that is providing protection services. If that's what you're talking about, then I'm in favor of it.
Well, not necessarily. You could have a monopolistic government that wouldn't.
With 100% of the people consenting to its activities? You could in that case, but
you wouldn't necessarily have to consent. I mean, you just might not. You might just, if you violate the rules and you don't want to go to court, maybe you'll just be declared outside of legal protection. I'm a proponent of that idea of making, say, you are alleged to have committed an assault and you're told to go to court on a certain date and you say, no, I'm not going to go. Well, then you're outside of, then the government won't force you to come in, but they'll say, if someone comes by and shoots you, you don't have recourse in our court.
If they aren't initiating force, then that's fine.
If a government of the proper size exists, and it's a small government, then you won't run afoul of that unless you've hurt someone or stolen from someone. Are you going to do that?
One more time, run that by me again.
If a government, a small government of its proper size within its constitutional constraints, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and I think that there's a few things wrong with the Constitution that we currently have, but if of the proper size, you won't run afoul of it if you don't hurt someone or steal from someone. Do you expect to do that?
No, of course not.
Then what's the problem with that government?
Oh, I have no problem with it. I've never had a problem with that. I think that at that point, Mark, what we're arguing over is semantics in the definition of government, because I would not define that organization as a government. That's a business entity operating voluntarily in the marketplace.
Oh,
and that's different.
So
that's different from a gang of people initiating force on others to get their way, which is what we have today. That's the government that we have today.
The key comes with how it's funded. And it's very, so far we haven't really seen a government in human history that is
voluntary
funding. They say, we're the government, we're going to protect you from murder and everything else, but you don't have to pay us.
Right. If you have a group of people that is doing business and providing services without initiating force, I don't think you have a government. But if you guys want to call that a government, fine. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I was on the internet, web surfing. I found something really interesting.
Okay.
There's this movement called female led.
Female what?
Female led.
LEAD?
Yeah, it was the website's called The Art of Fendom, and they say their primary goal is to build a society where men are subservient to women.
Hmm. I wonder how that's going to go for them.
I don't know, but they have training courses for women to teach them psychology and how to brainwash men to make them more subservient.
What's this website?
It's called The Art of Fendom or Female Led. Just Google it. You'll find it.
I see strongfemalelead.blogspot.com.
Female Led, L-E-D.
Right,
Okay. LED. Okay.
Yeah, they call it the female-led evolution. This
so
goes too far when it comes
so
to...
So they want to brainwash men to make them more subservient.
Yes.
Well, all they're going to be able to brainwash at that point is weak-minded men, who then they're going to breed and create weaker-minded men, and therefore it's going to leave the stronger-minded men out there to crush them. I mean,
well,
that doesn't make any sense.
If they're successfully able to persuade men or brainwash them or whatever term you want to use to be more subservient, they're not initiating force on them, so whatever.
Yes,
I mean, there's
course.
Some guys that like that, you know? Men and women out there that enjoy being dominated and enjoy being submitting.
I know, but they're trying to start like this kind of like movement, and I just don't think a movement is good for that.
Well, there are all kinds of people out there trying to start all sorts of different movements, so I wouldn't be too concerned about a group of people trying to start something, as long as they're
any more than
not
the people that you know, had to stop global warming bumper stickers on the back of their car.
They had like a map on their site. With the pink and the following states have all, it was all their subscriber states in the United States.
I imagine these people, should they be able to get in control of government, would be very dangerous and would likely want to impose their will on others. But, you know, I understand where they're coming from, because there have certainly been misogynist men that have been lording power over women for many, many decades, hundreds if not hundreds of years. So, I mean, I understand the source of, I think, where their issues are coming from. That doesn't mean I agree with what they're doing.
To me, it sounds mostly like a fetish site.
Yeah, but I thought that too. But when they're talking about movements and stuff like that, I'm just, it kind of, you know, makes you think, because I know there are good movements and there are bad movements.
Yeah, they can call it whatever they want. There's clubs of people that go around wearing diapers and people that dress up like animals in order to satisfy their fetishes.
Thank you. I just wanted to get that out just in case. Just look into it, you know.
Very good. Thanks for the recommendation, dude.
First time I've heard about it.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just I Googled female-led. Looks like there are several websites calling themselves or related to female-led relationships. And, you know, if they're doing this voluntarily, fine.
Well, I think women have the controlling say in most relationships.
I think you're right. They are the ones that make decisions for buying houses, groceries, cars, all kinds of things.
But I think in reality, it that exists in practice much more than we think about in today's society.
I would agree with you, sir. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. All the way, Aaron and Tom. Ladies, if you call in, you come first because females lead the calls on this show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Kermuda, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. Join us there. We've got all kinds of neat features there, all for free. And you can get signed up for the updates to find out what's the latest with Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Just as an aside or an addition, I guess, to the last caller, I don't know what his position was, and I probably should have asked about it, but it seemed like he was pretty upset about the idea of a woman being in charge of a relationship. And the only way that would upset me is if there was some law mandating it or some law that would be put into place favoring that over voluntary relationships. And as I said, if these are people that are entering into these relationships on a voluntary basis, then that's great. He used the term brainwashing, which it seems to me like he got that news from some pro-men group, though he claims he was just surfing around. He seems like the kind of guy that would be outraged by that, and there are many men that feel uncomfortable about a woman making decisions, but I'm with you, Nick. I think in most relationships, whether the guys might want to admit it or not, it is the ladies that are making the decisions.
I heard an ad on the radio today. I think it's for some cooking show, some like homeware cooking show. They're trying to bring in advertisers on the local radio station by saying that it's a mostly female audience and they're the ones who control most major buying decisions about houses, cars, everything. And you know, it's just kind of the way things are. I don't really have a problem with it.
Well, here's a question from
I would have to disagree. I mean, my wife.
Your wife controls your finances.
She does. She pays attention, but she doesn't.
She gives you a stipend to spend every week.
But major decisions as far as buying and that kind of thing, I have as much, if not more, control of those things who decided to buy that car.
Right. But the fine thing about that is you've both entered into that agreement voluntarily. You didn't brainwash her, and she didn't brainwash
you. She gets to decide what brand of paper towels we buy. I mean, I'll give you that, but because I don't care. But the purchases that I do care about...
You assert yourself, and you...
I get them.
Understand.
Now, if she wanted to veto that, she probably could. She doesn't, because that's how the relationship,
goes. Well, a question here at allexperts.com says, my husband's expressed an interest in my taking on the role of head of the household. Apparently, this is something that he's been interested in exploring for a very long time. It's also a very common desire amongst men, or at least not incredibly rare, she says. He sent me to a website, which is apparently the leading website for something called the Around Her Finger Movement. On the site, a woman named Emily Addison discusses why a wife-led relationship is superior to a traditional relationship. I have to admit...
I'd be very interested in reading that little bit.
Google that, then. Around Her Finger Movement is what it's called. I have to admit that the website makes some very compelling arguments. I'd be curious about your thoughts and if you have any first-hand knowledge about these relationships. The answer is, hi, Melinda, you've come to the right person. I was one of those women that do better when I'm in charge of the household. I'm a very strong-willed personality. In my first marriage, I was the boss of the household. My husband at the time, we're now divorced for several reasons, seemed to like my being in charge. I've always had the need to be in control, so to speak. My current husband's just fine with this, too. In fact, he prefers it. As I take care of all the financial aspects of the household, I'm a stay-at-home mom. While my husband works, I make almost all of the decisions as to what we do, where we go, what we do. I also ask his opinion on things. Not that I always use it, but I do take it into consideration. It just works for us. Of course, every family unit's different and unique. You could try this out to see if it's something you can do, and it certainly can't hurt to see how it goes. You may be surprised. Some men actually like a woman in charge. I guess it makes them feel more secure or something. But it's definitely not for everyone, that's for sure.
They miss mama.
Well, you know, that could be it. That could be the one of the factors that's in play behind the scenes, if you will. So, again, I don't know what this brainwashing is all about. The around her finger movement does sound a little bit weird.
Right. That's what gives me the fetish feel for this whole thing. Which, if that's what turns you on, fine and dandy. Doesn't matter to me. But and I'd be interested in I can't find Googling around her finger movement. I'm not finding this.
Right.
What was the gal's article name there?
This is from allexperts.com.
No. You said in the early part of the article you'd read this woman wrote something that in support of the around
her, Emily Addison.
Emily
Addison. The around her finger movement. If a woman can wrap a man around her finger voluntarily, I say great. That's fine. But if women or men start to pass laws that benefit one sex over the other, then we have a problem.
There's an aroundherfinger.com.
We would love to hear from you on this, 800-259-9231. Continue with your calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to, I believe, Mike is on the line in Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Mike in Oregon? Going once? Mike in Oregon? Hello?
This is Mike in Utah.
Well, close enough. What's on your mind tonight?
Close enough. Sorry. I promised myself I wasn't going to call in again. It's been so interesting. I just had to. I wanted to talk actually about the around your finger movement. I my wife is in charge of our relationship, and that's fine by me.
Mm.
Not officially. I haven't told her she's in charge of the relationship, but
I think a lot of men live in that same world you're talking about.
Yeah, somehow I think she knows. But I was actually thinking about the previous arguments, first about intellectual property and then that gentleman that called in that talked about, why free markets wouldn't work or why he didn't think that they would work.
Go for it, sir.
That guy, he was talking about, New York, and he used the metaphor that in New York they have a lot of rats because they've gotten rid of the animals that eat rats. And I kind of see what he was saying there, and I understand what he was getting at, because it could be a scary thing to think that there wouldn't be regulation to guarantee that some of the things that have happened in the past with, the bad aspects of a monopoly or, different things like that have happened when the markets were freer, you can kind of get scared of those things if you don't have a guarantee that there's a government there saying, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, to interject on that, the... the stories that you were told in high school about monopolies in the past were embellished to favor governments. Monopolies cannot exist without government enforcing their monopoly.
Well, 90% of the stories were embellished, but there were cases where companies like mining companies would hire private detectives to strong-arm striking workers, shoot them, that sort of thing. And, of course, the government was on the company's side. So, the government wasn't directly involved, so it was essentially like there was no government involvement at all. So there will be some excesses in a free market. You're not going to have a perfect system.
I never said, absolutely. Right. There are going to be injustices, just far less.
It's far exaggerated in government high school how bad the robber barons were. But, of course,
many of those robber barons were tied in with
there can be some excesses with market forces.
So go on, sir.
What I was thinking was that, you know, even if those things came about, if we had a truly free market, then, of course, we'd rely more heavily on things like Consumer Reports. And it's not something that would pass, you know, under the radar if there's a company that's abusing some kind of monopoly.
Absolutely. Well, in the free market, again, the only way you could have a monopoly is to get a market monopoly by outperforming all of your competitors, putting them all going out of business because they're so inferior to you. Your product is so great, your service is so great and so affordable that everyone has voluntarily chosen to use you. That's something that's, from what I can tell, never actually happened in the marketplace. So all monopolies we are familiar with, for the most part, have been enforced on us by government fiat and dictons.
Right. Well, and if you can take a monopoly in a free market, then more power to you. I mean, that's you.
Right, but you can only hold on to it as long as you continue to provide excellent service and products at the right prices. Because as soon as you get too greedy and raise your prices, there's a market opportunity for someone to step in and take away some of your market segment. And in a free market, there's no government regulator sitting there saying, "Whoa, you can't come into this business. You need a license first." So in the marketplace, anybody could jump in any time. I know you have more, dude. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, whether it's the market or women ruling a relationship or whatever you want to talk about. Anything goes here. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Carthenic Minute. You're cold, shivering, and you just emerged from your nice warm house. Imagine how car door locks feel after being out all night. When I come back, I'll tell you how to deal with those icy locks.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
If Mr. Freeze escaped from Gotham City and played a dirty trick on your door locks last night, here is a don't and a couple of do's to get you on your way. Don't force your key. It won't work. Instead, try the other door. It may not be frozen since temperatures can vary over short distances, depending on wind and sun. Also, keeping lock de-icer on hand is a smart idea. Just remember not to store it inside your car. Then to help prevent freezing, squirt a little WD-40 on locks after a car wash. This will displace the moisture in the lock and help it last longer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Want to help support the show? Buy some stuff. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase being sent to Free Talk Live. Still the same great Amazon, same great prices, huge selection, and their wonderful commenting system. I love the comments on Amazon, the reviews, the user reviews, one of my favorite features. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. There's a cool thread right now on the Free Talk Live BBS where people are sharing the things that they're buying. They're just telling each other what it is they're buying over on Amazon, which I just find it neat. I think it's cool that people are proud to be buying from our Amazon link because this is stuff they need for life. Many of the, you know, college kids ordering college textbooks, for instance, which, by the way, you can get those things used on Amazon for next to nothing. So if you're a young person going to college, that's a great idea. And people buying gadgets and electronics, and I just love it. And it's great prices for you and a great deal for us. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Okay, we continue with your phone calls. Mike is still there in Utah. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks. I love that guy's voice. You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Oh, our rejoiner? That's Bob Garrett. He's my mentor. He hosts a radio show in, I think it's Fort Myers. Yeah, Fort Myers, Florida, and he's on the morning show there. Great guy. And he actually, from time to time, he'll listen, and he will actually call in. He's been calling in recently. Have you noticed that, Mark?
Yeah,
Bob's called in a few times.
I noticed he called in once.
Yeah, he's called in a handful of times within the past 6 months. So
you talk like that all call. The time?
Got a great rock and roll voice.
I'm sorry, what was your question, Mike?
Sorry, does he talk like that all the time?
Yeah.
He's not making that up.
He has some sort of lung issue. I don't remember what his problem is, but there's a physical condition he has that makes his voice that way.
Wow, it sounds awesome.
It's not awesome. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
but it works for him.
But he's able to survive, which is, you know, a good thing.
Yeah. But anyway, I was going to talk also about the idea of intellectual property in a free market.
Yes, sir.
And I think that caller that he had some pretty good points, except that you know, we really don't have to, I don't think anyway, that we have to change very much to be able to account for things like that in a free market. Mostly because, like, if you look at where the music industry, for example, there are, you know, people get upset about if you download a CD and you don't pay for it. But most of the people that get upset are the ones that are paying for the CDs to be printed, that are paying for the CDs to be made, and therefore they're the ones that are profiting off of their sale, which is for the most part not the bands themselves. The bands usually make most of their money by touring, by people buying tickets to go and see them play the music that they created.
That's true.
They made up. And I think that you could do the same thing with, you know, pretty much any creative market where you, you know, say you're a writer. Instead of focusing on, you know, maybe what kind of book sales you're making and selling your books so that you get a higher cut out of the larger sales from the production place, you could focus on selling your book to the production company, and then they would make the profit off of how many books they sold. So thereby protecting your intellectual property such that you would make the money from the idea itself, even if it is kind of a one-time use thing. It would be
I think we'd see more competition. I think we'd see more original, we'd see more art. There'd be as much, if not more, works of art on the marketplace if that were the situation, because then they wouldn't be able to ride it out on one successful song or one successful book. If they wanted to continue making money, they'd have to continue churning out new product. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for them. It's a good thing for the consumer. I mean, it's a good thing for them in that they have to keep competing and improving themselves. It's bad in that they can't just sit back and rest on their laurels. But it's okay because the consumers benefit.
Right. And it's really not that much of a stretch from where we are now. And so I don't think that it's something that, you know, I think it was Mark said, it was like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I really don't think that has to be the case, and I really don't think it would be, because it's such an easy transition.
Well, you're right. Most authors, for instance, want to keep turning out new books today because they want to make more and more money with each new release. They aren't necessarily satisfied with just collecting revenues off of continuous sales of one book. So they might have to turn out a few extra books or a few more products. Maybe not, though. Maybe they'd be able to profit just as well. Maybe things would just reorganize themselves. And again, it's so hard for us to sit here and say how things would work in the absence of government monopoly protection. We can't predict those things because we're not the ones that are going to be in search of those profits.
One thing I will say is that there's something wrong with our patent system currently.
Yes,
and it needs to be looked at.
It favors lawyers.
I'm not sure how that would look, but there's a big problem with it currently.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, it's Aaron in Canada. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. How are you, Ian, Mark?
Oh, super. Nick's here, too. What's on your mind?
Well, I remember that Ian was somewhat upset regarding the police break-in and battering down of the door regarding the family who had the son with the bruised leg.
Oh, yeah. This was a story we talked about last week, I think, where the 11-year-old fell. The paramedics came. The paramedics recommended he go to the hospital. The parents said, no, that's okay. We'll take care of him. They iced up the bruise.
And then later that night, the
SWAT team busted in and stole their kid from them.
Well, they've done the same to me, but under different circumstances. I was abducted from my home. 8 of them all at guns to my head without warrant or without charges, based on a U.S. profiling attack that resulted in this interrogation where they threatened me with extradition to the United States. Those two of the 8 officers who were there, Rodwald 2375 and Sushnik 2450.
I don't know what those numbers mean, but if you could just continue your story, that'd be fine.
Those are the numbers of the badge numbers of the officers who were charged in the media yesterday morning. Here in Canada, it came up on CBC, and they
so
were charged.
So your story's getting some national attention there in Canada?
No, that they were charged independent of my story. I just happened to hear it on the news, and I wondered if it was the same ones, because they were charged with illegal entry and perjury. And
that's not a surprise. I mean, these guys, if they do it once, they've been doing it a whole lot more than that. I mean, odds are good if you catch a cop stealing drugs or stealing cash or demanding a woman give him a blowjob, you know, odds are very good that that's not the first time he's tried that. So they probably got busted for something else very similar that they've done.
Well, yes, it was after a year investigation that this conclusion was drawn upon.
Are they actually, so they're facing charges now?
They're facing charges, and They were at my mother's home on January 8th, 2 of them, 4 officers, basically terrorizing her, again, without warrant or without charges. And this is actually after an incident in which Minneapolis police, who profiled a mother in law on an aircraft left me in a pool of blood on that aircraft, and we were put through a trial that had members and or affiliates of CIA, NSA, and FBI on the jury pool, as per the scanned in documents at AaronJamesStory.com, which is my website, which illustrates all of this in copious detail. That's AaronJamesStory.
All right, you got your free plugs in there, man. I wish you the best of luck, and thanks for the update on your story. I hope the cops actually get brought to justice, because it's so unusual, and thank you for the call. It's so unusual to see those things happen. When a cop does something awful, it usually it's the case that they all surround each other and defend each other, and very rarely do they get anything more than a slap on the hand for some of the most egregious violations that you and I would end up spending years in prison for.
They certainly seem to have a different sort of justice than we do.
Let's continue with Tom in California. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Tom, California.
Oh, yes, you called me?
You're right here on the air. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering. So I was having this political science class today, and I asked my teacher, I had this quick study guide to the Constitution, and I looked at it, and I saw in the 13th Amendment, which I knew it had ban on slavery, but also specifically involuntary servitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to check it to see any mention of a draft, and there was no mention of a draft, but there was a mention of a ban on involuntary servitude. So I asked my teacher, you know, hey, isn't slavery unconstitutional because it says there's a ban on involuntary servitude here? And she had the balls to instead of say, you're probably right, she just made up some glib and said, no, well, it's a duty to your country, so it doesn't count or something. I should have just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt like punching her in the face. I was just...
That's probably not going to solve the problem. No.
Yeah, but I was just you know, really frustrated. You
people
know
don't people don't think about it this way. They don't question the paradigms that they're in because they realize that they're going to be very difficult to get out of. But you're right. The draft is involuntary servitude, and it's wrong. Anybody who considers bringing it back is, you know, they're not thinking clearly.
Well, and
freedom and liberty is what makes this country great.
Right. And it's not the only instance of involuntary servitude. In fact, I don't know if you've got more to your story. If you do, hang on, dude. Also
yeah,
on the line, Carl, Matt, your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Love stories from inside the government school system. Always interesting stuff and outrageous things going on there. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.